All right, it is 9 a.m. in the West Coast. It is 12 noon in the East Coast, and it's 7 p.m. in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. Today is August 22nd, 2016, and this is Orly Benny Davis with The Impossible Truth. It has been a long summer, one may say, and it has been a short vacation that one can say too. But the world keep on turning, and we are here today with you to keep you on the spot. All right, let's start going on what's going on in our region. In our region, yesterday there were a bombardment of the Israeli Air Force in to the Gaza Strip due to the rocket that was sent launched from that area of Gaza. And it's something that we need to address. There is a new chief of the forces there. The Israeli Defense Forces has a new chief, Minister Yvette Lieberman is not a funny guy to mess with. And he wanted to send a message, and it's a message that I'm so sorry that people have to go through this to understand that Israel is not going to tolerate any dropping of bomb. You send a little rocket, nothing to it, right? You disturb life and security, and we need to turn a page of that combat. It's over, guys. This guy is not going to let you stay put in your sleep if you try to mess with Israel again. Those borders are secure. They need to be secure, and we are looking forward to a new age when we start collaborating. Just think that your position is changed, and you have not the chance to launch anything anymore. What would you do? Let's ask. Would you consider to have some kind of cooperation? Would you consider reconciliation with your counterpart in the other, the PLO, that they are in the other side of the West Bank, let's say? Would you take the chance for peace? That ring is really painful, but was a clear message that you need to stay put and start cooperating and working with the rest of the world. And I know that the Egyptian foreign minister tried to change, the rhetoric. The idea is that the new age is coming to the Middle East, where every cards that you played before is gone. Your chances to win on this one is null. You have no chances of turning the page back, because we have to go forward, because this is life. So instead of being stubborn and start, to launching, it's useless. You tried that before, didn't work. So what about changing? We need to change, okay? So let's take our, ideas together. We have cooperation, with Jordan that might come to fruition soon. When we just imagine the new project that they're building, or preparing to build. I'm saying building on the card, but for me, when you start building it on the architectural part, it might become a reality soon. So joint venture between, different countries can be a reality very soon. Why don't we just address that prospect? I know it's hard to believe, right? How can you believe that a new day will come to the Middle East when Israel will be a part of everything, and you just, play along, work together, do some business, and worship one God, Almighty God. Yes, that will be when we all agree that we tolerate ourselves and the others, and we accept each other as we are. No change. That's who we are. We are the universe. We are different color, different shape, different character. But the truth of the matter is, it's not that bad. If you think about it, you might try that one too. You might have a life, fun, and hope. And the hope to build a you know, a future for the children is not a hope that somebody has to dismiss, especially when we're seeing what's going on in Syria, especially with all those children are devastating due to incredible war that all the world is silent. Silent, nobody's talking, and they keep on bombarding it like it's going to solve something. I'm sorry. I know that men likes to fight. They like to feel, I like planes too, but, you know, to bombard country like that, it's useless as far as I'm controlled. To change, you know, to get one rat, because at the end of the day, what are you trying to do? You want to change one dictator or ruler or call it whatever it is. You're trying to bomb a rat away. Very smart. I remember that movie. Somebody was trying to catch a rat and he destroyed his own house. That's what happened to Syria. It's in destruction. And the rat is still there, guys. Nothing changes. And I'm calling him a rat because a guy that hide and let these people be like that is no more than a coward. A man that does have no respect for life, does have nothing that to give to his own people. Why don't you just go and give us all the grace? You don't need to be destroyed like all the other rulers. You don't need to see the devastation like Saddam Hussein did, or else, let's say, Gaddafi. It was senseless. And it's all going to go that way, right? Mr. Assad is not a guy that is protected by anybody now. It's a free call. Let's say that if something will happen, nobody is going to come and complain, all right? So why don't you leave? Go find a country to host you in Africa. Because only in Africa, maybe they will tolerate what you did to your people, your own people. And I am in Israel. I'm not supposed to love Syria. I'm not supposed to love Lebanon. I'm not supposed to love anybody else, you know, that hates us to the guts. But I love all those children because those children are the children of our God, Almighty, the God of the universe, and He created them equal before Him. And nobody, it doesn't matter what flag you put on their uniform, we're all united. Just look. Just remember what you've seen in the Olympics. It was amazing, amazing pledge to humanity. We got the best of the best, all the sportsmen. It was incredible to understand that this kind of talent came together. They gave us the goods. Did you look at the flag? You didn't care. Did you look? Well, the medal, of course, we care. But weren't we together? Weren't we together? Didn't we love each other? And those people who won had all our sympathy and pride? So the truth of the matter is we're full of it. We're just full of it. And all those rulers that try to manage our money, now they took it all. Now it's gone. Okay? Now go look for it. I don't know who took it, but they, you know, they got the world broke to its knee. Why we're fighting? We're fighting because they took it all. They took everything you had. Houses, mortgages, lands, ownership, country club. We built so much, and by some repositioning of the cards, everything was poofed out. And now they're fighting. Yeah, I get it. I get it. We all fighting for that. But what we gonna get? More fighting. So the chances for us, the only chance for us to start again, we need to draw the line in the center and say, no more. Okay? No more of that. Now, of course, those are on the yacht. In the Mediterranean, on those on the, you know, in America, those on vacation on somebody else's money, because trust me, whoever has money these days ain't his money, because somebody else suffered. Because if you work 30 years of your life to a hard business, dollar to dollar, dollar to dollar, and then all the mortgages, you know, that you invest in the country takes away your stuff, and said, oops, you still owe the bank. And he's saying, 30 years, hello, where's my money? They took it. Why? Why do you care? They took the plants that you work for. They took the land that you invested in. And then they asked Donald Trump, show us your stuff. You know, when you catch a successful person in the middle of a successful journey that, you know, only successful people do, because that's the road we take. And I know that I've been long time a successful person, and I know who I am. Of course, you come to his bank account and he owes money, because he invested all, because he trusts himself and he trusts the world to make the same rules again and the same game start again, and you make money. That's how it rolls. Now, the nice thing about it is that, oh, he owes so much money, Donald Trump. Well, duh, that's because he invested and he trusts, and because it's that huge. Now, look at the Clintons. They have a lot of money. Ain't their money. Trust me, they ain't their money. Because nobody has so much money working for the government. Look. Okay, anybody in the government, are you with me? Are you with me? Do you know the salary of a government, you know, paying salary? Let's say a paying diplomat. We have the foreign ministry here in Israel. It's like they are so broke, they are so ashamed, because they can't, they really want to go with, you know, lavishly living, cocktail party, suits and everything. Truth of the matter, the country doesn't pay. Because, excuse me, we don't pay. The government does not pay. But then you got a prime minister, or you got a president that has so much money. How did you get all those money? It's because somebody donated to the foundation. Doobie-doobie-da. All right, that foundation is incredible. You take money from people who own slaves. This day of age, I don't know. Those foundation, you know, is for the well-being of the world. Guys, cut it out. You know, we have a Democratic president that I'm sure when he come to office, he didn't know all this money. He really didn't have all this money. Now, we are going to give the opportunity to run the world, to somebody run all people's money out. Donation, donation, donation. Yes, that's the trade. That's the drill. I know. I know all those organizations, if we start talking about donation. You know, it's really hard to get me to that point to speak about it, but let me speak about it. Why not? Because we're talking about truth and new age. I need to talk to you, you know. I think I talk to my brother, whatever you call it, a Muslim, that they have this crazy people running with them, you know, with a flag, and then they are ruining all their reputation, and nobody is stopping them, you know. When you have a crazy bunch, you need to get control of them. It's not our job to do it for you. You have to do it. So now they run a foundation for the Palestinian. Help us. We are really, really, really in need. Those Israelis are really killing us. And we bombard them anyway. We make tunnels. That's the Palestinians say they bombard. They send us missiles. All sort. Now we have to be smart enough, Israeli, smart enough to outsmart them, to know what they predict, what happened, that they know if they send a missile, we'll stop it. But oh boy, my God, are you guys are watching what's going on in this world? Are we going to keep on letting those crazy bunch running the world agenda to the ground? Because, excuse me, the last I recall, we were really well after, you know, 1992, when we had the second, the first Gulf War. Remember first Gulf War? When Saddam Hussein decided to send missile over Israel. There was no Iron Dome there. Iron Dome in 1992, 91, I'm sorry, did not exist. They invented it after because, you know, it's like the Reagan administration decided to build, you know, the cover for what was the global understanding. Oh, whatever they built, he was a genius. Let's go back. 1991, we had missiles sent from Iraq. Well, us, God Almighty, because none of those rockets hurt anybody. And they arrived to Israel. They arrived to, you know, my neighbor's house. My childhood house, right? Bombarded. I delivered my baby to that the same day. Because I see my house bombarded, for God's sake. And this is close and personal, guys. It can go closer than this. When you see your brother on the street talking to CNN or screwing CNN, because Saddam Hussein was sending, and Israel was ordered. Listen up. It was order, no retaliation. Mr. Bush, senior, then told Israel, you can't get involved. They're bombarding Israel, and you can't get involved. And Israel stay put. I don't know who was the prime minister then. I have to look it up. But my God, the guts to hold, the stomach to hold. You don't respond. I don't think anybody had such a trusting position in the world than Israel trusted America in that time. And she did well because the coalition got her together. Israel was out of the picture, and they had a war with Saddam Hussein. He pulled out of Kuwait. Still to this day, those family, you know, devastated family that was kidnapped then from Kuwait. Nobody knows if they ever made it back. And then we had 92. 93, they had this brilliant, brilliant idea. Let's talk to the Palestinian, make peace. Oh, what a great idea, Mr. Clinton. Why don't you waste our freaking 20 years of the world life, right? 20 years. Now we're 23 years later. Destroy everything around because the world is devastating. And come back to the same position the Palestinian is. Only that you all are broke. They bankrupt the whole freaking world. And they're still saying they are poor babies. You know what? I think that they are just menace. People that create madness in the midst. Call them, I wouldn't like to keep that Palestinian name if I was them, because they have such a, they outrun their credit on that one. It's all over. It's all over, and now you mess with Mr. Lieberman. Funny, but I hope you get the message. Get the message clear. Israel is here to stay. And you better start getting a grip of it. All right. Let's get some music and we'll be back after that. We'll be right back. And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis. I'm hoping that you have a great day. It's the morning in California, and I heard the weather is excellent. And I hope you're having fun because life is short, guys. Enjoy it. And if you're young, please remember, don't abuse yourself. Because when you get older, you'll have to pay the price. So just cut, get clean. You know, something that I listened to the news from, and I heard from one of the leaders of the free world. I don't want to, you know, to attack it to any particular name. But once you have the world on fire, you need to get sober. You need to get your act together. And America, this is the time of emergency call for everybody. I want you guys all in a great shape. Get to the gym, go get your diet, eat well, get your mood together, and just clean up, because we need to take over the world again in a good way, okay? We need to build it up, and we're going to build it up with a Mr. Trump that will help us build the world, because he knows how to build stuff. And I'm not talking about, you know, like stuff only building. He builds. Of course, he has a temper. Who wouldn't have a temper? Who would not have a temper in this kind of chaos? If you are oblivious, well done. You better not be in the game. And anybody who stay cool and think that, you know, drinking is Kool-Aid is it, everything is dandy, going to Martha Vineyards when those people are drowning, has to be insane to think that even he has the right to sit, or she sits, on that desk. The man that will run the USA will always have a heart. Always have a heart for the world. Never, never be oblivious to what's happening around him. Everybody has a moment in time, and this was yours, and, you know, Donald Trump delivered. He came with goods for the people. Can you understand what a kind heart? Oh, okay, pretend. No, you can't pretend these things. It comes with who he is. And it's like a heartbeat, you know, sometimes it goes up, but sometimes down. But he has a heart of gold. So I trust him to get our act all over the world together. You know, in the beginning I thought that, you know, it was incredible, curious for us to imagine such a change. Politics is politics. No, politics is no and more. The politician at their course, it's enough. And I really want the GOP to come together and support Mr. Trump, because he will make everybody win. And we'll take the House and we'll take the Senate. And because we need to get our act together to work, and only in coordination of everybody we can do that. So let's listen to Rudy Giuliani and what he has to say.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. First, Mr. Mayor, thank you for joining us. First, as a former federal prosecutor, what's your reaction to this new round of emails that we found that through FOIA, with tying Hillary Clinton to the Clinton Foundation, to the State Department?
I say they prove to me quite clearly that the State Department became basically a funding operation for the Clinton Foundation. I mean, the Clinton Foundation was raising the money, and then they were getting special access to the State Department in exchange for the money. Special access meaning getting to see the American ambassador to Lebanon. That cost $1 to $5 million. Getting to get special benefits for UBS, that cost something like $2 million. You can go on and on and on. Basically, here's the way I look at it. The Clinton Foundation is a fraud. 10% goes to charity, 90% goes to who knows what. I would, if I were a federal prosecutor, investigate it as a racketeering enterprise.
Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul was just on. He said she should be indicted, and he also went further and said she probably should be in prison.
Well, she certainly should, I believe, have been indicted. I never predict putting people in prison, but my record was about 95%, I think. And I don't think I ever lost a RICO case. And I'm the first one to actually use RICO, first against the mafia, then against white-collar criminals.
This is RICO?
Yeah.
This is classic RICO?
This is a classic RICO enterprise. You know what this is? This is the big league version of what the Clintons did in Arkansas, where they used a Rose Law Firm. You had to hire the Rose Law Firm. Hillary got paid by the Rose Law Firm, never showed up for work. And then you got contracts with the state of Arkansas. That was class AAA. This is now major league
pay to play.
Fraud.
This is quid pro quo.
Yeah, if de Blasio has a pay to play system in New York, that's minor league compared to the pay to play system. So basically, Hillary Clinton turned the State Department from a State Department into a pay to play operation for the Clintons.
I come from the business world. You know what this is akin to? This is akin to insider trading. Well, if you have access to information, or you can buy information that the public can't get, that's an insider trading scheme. This is the same thing, is it not?
Well, this is, first of all, it's a clear violation of the federal law against conflict of interest, which carries 2 years in prison for every count. And I believe it's a racketeering enterprise. I believe the core crime here is bribery. And
is Bill Clinton on the hook for this too?
Why do you think she got rid of 35,000.
He's a player in it, right? He wasn't at the State Department at the time, but he was the carrot that they were dangling.
Yeah, she told us she got rid of the 35,000 emails because they were about yoga. Well, the 35,000 emails were not about yoga. The 35,000 emails were about the connection between the racketeering enterprise, which is called the Clinton Foundation, and the State Department, which was the pay-to-play.
So anyone who was hooked to the Clinton Foundation could be on the hook for.
I believe there's enough evidence now to warrant a full and complete racketeering investigation. I believe that the destruction of the emails could be argued as evidence of guilt. That is a typical argument you make in court, by the way, when you prove intent. And I believe this crime is even more substantial than the email crimes they let her off the hook for, which they never should have let her off the hook for.
Hmm. So Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Uma Abedin, Susan Mills.
You got it.
The whole group.
And how does Uma Abedin get to work for the State Department and also for Teneo, a private corporation? I never heard of that.
Someone signed off on that. Someone did sign off on that. Maybe they should be looking into those records as well.
Well, the Justice Department has been turned into a political operation for the Obama administration. So we got a pay-to-play State Department, and we have a political operation in the Justice Department, which to me, as a 15-year member of the Justice Department, to me, it's heartbreaking.
All right, we are back. You know, Rudy Giuliani is a guy that I trust. He's a guy that everybody trusts. America trusts him, and I know that we love him too. The question of the day is, it's not about, you know, indicting her. It's really, it's for me, it's too far. I don't understand, because people of private, you know, they have their lives serving the great good of humanity. But of course, their great good also of funding it is not so good for us to ponder any longer. I said it, and that's it. Okay, let's go back to our continuation of the program, where we have to talk about what's going on in Turkey. Turkey is settling down with the Israeli dispute, and now they have an agreement with the Russian for economical strategical plan. And Vice President Biden is going to visit them a little, just to check down what's up with everything. So let's listen on my next segment of news. I hope I got something for that regard.
Today in America, it's the twilight of summer. Most five-year-olds are enjoying their last days of summer freedom or starting school for the very first time. They're talking about superheroes. They're talking about playground slides. But in other places, they're dying. They're surviving. and many somewhere in between. According to activists, this is Omran. He lives with his mom, his dad, and his brother and his sister. Their home is inside Aleppo, Syria. It was hit by a bomb, an airstrike. Who's behind it, we do not know. He and his family were pulled alive from what's left of their home after being buried in the rubble. Omran is left inside that ambulance alone.
All right. That was a scene from what's going on in Syria. That's devastation. Also, it's bombardment of in Turkey too, in actually a wedding. You have to understand that those noises are the common noises that everybody hear around the Middle East these days. It's awful to hear for a second, but just think, how is it to live life? And that woman that was from CNN was crying because the babies, you know, 5 years old, babies were all, you know, wounded. And it's devastating to see. And I've been talking to some people about the situation and the fact that, you know, we are the Jewish state here would like to help. We in the Jewish state would like to help those Muslims. Those people who need, you know, maybe food, maybe we can send some, you know, anything to help them. And I've been working around, you know, to talk to some people for quite some time now. And you always pray to have that messenger that help you. And God willing, if it works, we can help through Jordan to start sending some help from the Jewish state. Yes, I know, but those are our brothers anyhow, and those are human that we want. It's not about only human. Those are our neighbors. We need to help them, and we want to help them. They were holding short because, you know, nobody wants to get involved in that war, and we had our share. And 2 years ago, we had one, too. And, you know, from war to war, we're just trying to get to catch up with what's happening. But I think that it's time that they accept our help. It's time that we offer it. And I hope that there will be an official message that will be sent sometime soon. And God willing, we can create some kind of helping or a new day for all of them. And I hope Mr. Biden, that is visiting Turkey soon, will talk to the regime there to how to end up those incredible attacks on, you know, the Kurds, and to try to work something out, plan with the Russians to settle in a new era after Assad, because Assad needs to go. It's about time. All right. I know that, yeah, I have another segment of the BBC, and I want to let you listen to it. Let's listen to it.
As the bombs were falling outside, Samia was brought to this Aleppo hospital. She was struggling to breathe and her skin was burning. Along with dozens of others, the two-year-old was given oxygen. She could hardly see, but it wasn't just fear in her eyes. The doctors said she'd been poisoned in a chlorine gas attack. Today, she's back at home, a little quiet, but much recovered. Katty, a new kitten, is getting her and her sister's attention. Samia's grandfather was with her during the attack. He says the world has turned its back on Syria.
When a two-day baby girl inhales chlorine gas, or when a two-and-a-half-year-old is suffocating and saliva is coming out of her mouth and she's dying in front of me and I'm not able to do anything for her, I didn't hear anyone from the international community condemn this. All they said was, allegedly used chlorine gas. Come on.
The bombs landed here just 15 metres from their home. They came, said eyewitnesses, from government helicopters. In this rebel-held neighbourhood, they're trying to remove any contamination. But from the shells, they've taken samples. The UN has opened an investigation into the suspected attack. Despite plenty of evidence to the contrary, Syria denies using chemical weapons. Samia is getting better, but she still needs oxygen. More importantly, she's back at home. And despite the attack, her family say they and their neighbours won't abandon eastern Aleppo. Quentin Somerville, BBC News, Beirut.
All right. So you got the picture, right? It's about time they stop it. Then we need to ask the American to stop, bombarding and talking to the new stage of diplomatic cooperation. The Russia needs to pull back, because I don't remember Syria asking them to come back again because after they left, which is putting me on the international agreement. Well, there was an understanding that they go for back and forth, I guess. Anyway, let's go on to see where we're going to be soon, where the world is getting. I know that we have a few agreements that we need to discuss. The agreement of the Brexit that will influence all the area, the European Union, and the English territory. I think that it's going to be a good agreement at the end of the day, because they're very smart and very tenacious in what they want on both sides. So they're going to be pretty cool about understanding that they need to come to a settlement, and they're going to keep on going. But are we going to be producing anything? Are we going to make some new ideas evolving? I think that there is some news coming up from the side of the Israeli-Jordan border, but from the Dead Sea, I think that there is a little canal that they are planning to build, which will be interesting, because they need to... Let's talk about nature a little, okay, to change the mood. There is a little problem with the salty sea, okay? I call it salty sea because everybody called it dead and that, you know, preconditioned it to die. I want to call it the salty sea because it's such an incredible sea that comes. It's like a vertical sea that go across Israel from the north to the south. And it's like a border between Jordan and Israel, kind of. The salty sea has a lot of nutrition. It's a salty place where they have a lot of minerals, because it's the lowest place in the universe. And when you go there, you can enjoy an incredible swim with the salty, oily water that makes your skin feel like a baby. You won't believe how you know, and it heals every wound that you have, like, surface wound. Of course, those deep inside you never get rid of. But just imagine, there will be now a canal that will bring water to the salty sea so it can revive itself. And it's going to be incredible. I can't wait to get a hold of the plan so I can tell you all about it. I'm not sure. There are a few issues that, you know, the environmentalists, of course, the party poopers always, they always warn so much that you can't get a hold of anything anymore. But if I have a chance to see that project, trust me, I will tell you all about it. But the prospect of a lot of work, a lot of people coming to the area to make a new project is open. And I know that the desert is right around. So it's going to be incredible site for movies. And I think that the movie industry needs to look back in Israel again, like the only land spot for a location. And I would love to show them around, because the area of the desert is humongous and it's awesome. And with cooperation with Egypt, that we are really in good, very good relationship, we can create a whole segment of a new, you know, new epic movies, new location. Talk to us. We'll love to share the place. All right. Now, there is a commitment that I promise to somebody that is probably sleeping there, because whoever he is sleeping. But I wanted to send a little song, a good night song. And I don't know if it's quiet or not, which one I choose, which one Doug, this song will choose. But let's say good night to Robert.
Cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart.
All right, and we are back. I hope you enjoyed Sky Full of Stars. Now, I want to give you a heads up. Ends up on September 19, 2016, the Unmanned System and Robotic Conference and Exhibition. Guys, are you ready for some new stuff? And we got it all. We got it all in Israel. There is a big, huge conference coming up. And you know what? Israel Homeland Security earned its credit, and it deserve a lot of, you know, kudos for them, because they've been searching, learning, and working hard. Well, we had some expertise from experience, obviously. So I want to know if you guys want to join us. Sometimes make a booth, a sponsorship. You know, you have a number to call in Israel if you want. It's Israel 052-365-3165. It's the September 19 exhibition. You better be there if you're aeronautica aficionado or anybody who really wants to be a part of it. And I know that there is a live broadcast from the air, so it's gonna be incredible. Anyway, guys, we want to wrap up the hour, and I know that it will be hard for me to miss you until next week, because I'm talking to you for quite some time, and every time I want to tell you what's going on, and I'm saying it's incredible. I wish I could have my show again, like you know, another day of the week. But Monday is cool. We are good. And I hope that you come. If you want to send us any reply, information, request, anything, just send it to BBS Radio Online, Studio One. Doug Newsom will be happy to help with any sponsorship if you want. because we are the radio by the people, for the people. Remember that? So it's not going to be easy to say goodbye again, but our time flies, and it's, you know, it's time flies when you're having fun, and I had a great time today. So until the next time, till next week, let's make this week worthy of the soul God Almighty gave us. Whatever you want to do, choose good. Whatever you want to sing, sing a good song. Whatever you want to write, write a good one. Just do a good thing and reply with kindness to every human being in the world, because he's like you and not a son or daughter of the universe, hoping for a better tomorrow for everybody. And we all in the same boat, guys. Nobody can escape this. This is a world, and that's what we got. So we better take our act together and work it and make it better. All right? So until next time, I want to say I love you. I will miss you terribly. And I hope you have a fantastic, fantastic new week. God bless you all. Ciao, ciao.